Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
G'day, Gateway Life Church. My name's Jeff Blight and I'm the pastor of Life Church here in Brisbane. I've been talking to Jason, your pastor, and I've been inspired and encouraged by his heart for you and his passion for God's purpose to be established in your city. You know, one of the great things happening in this season is that we're getting to stand together with Christians around the world as we, you know, face shared challenges and shared crises. And I think it's just brought the church closer together. And I want to let you know what my prayer is for you today. My prayer is for greater connection, that you'll have a greater sense of belonging and connectivity with each other. Even in this time of isolation, there'll be a greater sense of connectedness, closeness. And I'm praying for a greater sense of connection to the vision. For your cities, Albury and Wodonga, that there'll be a greater sense of God's on the move and God's using us. I'm praying for a greater reach for Gateway Life Church. I'm praying for a greater opportunities in the community for connectedness and to make a massive difference in that city. I'm praying for God to move powerfully in your circumstance. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Let's take our eyes off our situation, put our eyes on Jesus and walk with confidence in the future. Well done, church.
Hello, Pastor Jason, Trina, the team, and Gateway Life Church family. Great to be with you. It's Zoran here. Your pastor has asked me to share a word of encouragement, something prophetic that may leap within our hearts. I'd like to draw your attention to Psalm 65, verse 11. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. Notice the scripture says, even the hard pathways flow with abundance. It doesn't say that abundance was coming from an easy pathway. It didn't say that it was going to come from a place of comfort. And it didn't say that it was coming from a place of ease. That God was going to crown a year, a bountiful harvest. And that he was going to create great abundance out of a hard pathway, out of a difficult place, out of a trying situation. And I know there are many people in our country at this time who are going through some very, very demanding times. The Bible also says in Psalm 114, verse 8, in the New King James Version, it refers to the God who creates a pool of water out of rock, drawing it out of rock. He didn't draw a pool of water out of soft sand. He said he created a pool of water out of rock. And the scripture goes on to say the flint into a fountain of waters. A fountain, not a trickling, a fountain of waters out of flint. Rock and flint. God drawing water out of a hard place, creating and crowning a year of bounty out of a hard pathway. Elijah said to Elisha, what can I do for you? What would you like? He says, I'd like a double portion. I'd like a double portion. Elijah didn't say to Elisha, you've asked an easy thing. He said, you have asked a hard thing. And because he asked a hard thing, the double portion didn't flow out of an easy thing. The double portion didn't flow out of an easy request. The double portion didn't flow out of a comfortable request. The double portion came to Elisha, which you're aware of, because it came from a hard request. And the Bible is saying, and I'm encouraging you prophetically, that here's an opportunity to know our God in a hard time, to know our God in a hard place, to know our God in a place that's uncomfortable, in a place that's unsettling, in a place that's difficult. I want to encourage you and I want to prophesy to you and pray for you right now in Jesus' name that you would know the God of abundance, the God of harvest, the God of supernatural supply and provision, the El Shaddai that comes to you in a hard place, at a hard time. May rivers of water and refreshing and blessing come to you. May many of you find jobs. May many of you find better jobs. May many of you that already have a job even come to know greater promotion. May you know your God, the God of great supernatural supply and provision. May faith and favor be upon your life at this time, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, Pastor Jason and Gateway Life Church, I want to bring you greetings from Kansas City, Missouri, a world champion city, world champion greetings to you, home of the world champion Kansas City Royals 2015, but who's counting? And the most recent world champion Kansas City Chiefs football. All right. Hey, I just want to encourage you all to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. There's a scripture that's on my heart. The scripture is that Jesus said, no man knows what a day may bring forth. And that's reality. No one knew that there was going to be a pandemic. The whole world was going to be shut down. International travel. You know the story. Stay at home. Stay safe. No one saw that coming, but it didn't take God by surprise. I just want to encourage you, even though we don't know what a day may bring forth, we know who is in our day. God has revealed himself as Jehovah Shammah, the God who's there. That means that wherever you go, God is already there. Oh, I hope that encourages your heart. You wake up in the morning, new mercies are already there for you. God's already in the day where you're headed. In fact, God surrounds us, God fills us, God goes before us, God protects us from behind. We are in the hand of God, and these are times where we can expect God to move in great ways and greater ways. He's promised to turn whatever's meant for evil for good to bring about his greater purposes. So I want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I want to encourage you to stay faithful to online connections, stay faithful in serving and giving, loving, praying, and expecting God to do great things, because this is the hour for the church to shine. We love the church in Australia. I miss you guys. I'm looking forward to be able to come back and see you all next year at Enjoy Conference. And stay faithful, stay true, because God is faithful, God is true, and God is already in your tomorrow. God bless you.
To our good friends, Pastor Jason and Trina Mannering, and everyone at Gateway Life Church, we want to send big greetings your way. From Enjoy Church, from Georgie and I, and all of your family here, we just want you to know that we're praying for you, we're believing for you, and we can see God at work even in your world right at this time. I want to encourage you, because we are in a season at the moment that we have never seen before, never experienced before. No doubt about that. But I want you to take courage in the season. Remember the scripture, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has in store for those who love him. And I know you love him. No doubt about that. I know Jason and Trina, and I know Gateway Life Church. I know you love the Lord. I know you're expectant. I know you're believing. And I want to encourage you in this season to continue to believe for everything that God has got for you. This is what the scripture says. Jesus said it. Remember the time when Jesus was speaking to Peter and the disciples, and he said, who do people say that I am? Peter raised his voice. There's always one in every crowd that's going to raise their voice. Peter raised his voice and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus looked at Peter and said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And he says, and I tell you the truth, upon this rock I will build my church. I don't know about you. I get excited about this statement, Matthew 16:18, and upon this rock I will build my church. Can I encourage you, church? Jesus is still building his church. We may be locked down, but we are not shut down. And in this season, I want to encourage you to be the light of the world and continue to be the very people Christ has called you to be. There is something significant upon you. There's something significant upon your life. And in this season, I want to encourage you, don't allow your light to grow dim, but rather let your light shine like never before. This is a season for the church to rise and shine and truly be the light of the world. Jesus is still building his church, and you are the church. We are locked down, but we will never be shut down. You will never be shut down. I said, I want to encourage you. God has got a plan for you. God has got a purpose for you, both in your city and in the town around Albury, and then who knows, to the uttermost parts of the world, to different parts of the earth at the moment. You can see what God is doing. God is stirring something in you, and I want to encourage you to keep dreaming and keep believing, because you are yet to see the best. The best is still coming down the track. So that's all I want to say to you today, but I do send you greetings. God bless you. Know we love you. We are praying for you, and we'll see you real, real soon. God bless, and bye for now.
Good morning, Gateway Life Church. Thank you so much, Pastor Jason and Trina, for inviting me to share what I feel Father is saying at this time. I felt Father say that you are bigger than your location. As a church, as individuals, you are bigger than where you find yourself physically located. God is calling you to be a people where your influence goes far beyond your location. I saw you as big people in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. I saw you as word-saturated people, not people who nibble just a little bit or read read just a little bit, but the Word is in you and you are in the Word. And when the Word and the Spirit come together, your influence will far exceed your location. And then I felt God say that the only potential limitation is your ability to ask and your faith to believe. Now, when he said that, I thought, that's not right. Your ability to ask, anybody can ask. You mean your willingness to ask. And God said, don't change what I said, Steve. And so I leant in and he says, no, the only potential limitation is your ability to ask. See, so often we think that the limitation is our ability to do what we can do. I don't have the ability. God says, no, the only limiting factor potentially is your ability to actually ask. The Bible says in Psalm 2 verse 8, ask of me, says God, and I'll give you the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your possession. Ask me, I can give you more than you could ever ask or imagine. So God says, ask big, because I'm a big God. And your faith to believe. Come on, do we believe in God or do we believe God? God is calling us to be a people who place our trust and our confidence, our hope and our faith in the one who is able to do so much more than we can imagine. God comes to people when they don't think that they can do anything. Jeremiah and Moses and Gideon. Come on, the disciples, Peter, James and John and the others, they were making mistakes, but God calls the people of God even when they don't see any influence. And God says, don't put a limitation on me, the God that is without limit, including don't limit yourself. God says you are big people in the Spirit, big people in the Word, and that your location is not a limitation to your influence. God bless you as you lean in and allow God to be large in you and through you for His glory in Jesus' name. Bless you.
Well, hello, Gateway Life Church. It's Sanger here from Hillsong in Newcastle. As you can see, I'm not in the church. I'm in my living room, my lounge room. But I just wanted to encourage you today as you come around, whatever it is you're doing today. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 6 verse 12, it says, faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Well, we know this is a season where we need faith because there's lots of people that are in different challenges and different obstacles. Some are in a good season, some not so good. But that's why we need faith, because we need our faith in Jesus. The Bible says, fix your eyes on the author and the perfecter of your faith. Because the reality is, when we look at what's around us, sometimes it's discouraging. Sometimes it's, you know, it's challenging to our faith. But the Bible says in Hebrews 6 verse 12, it says, faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Can I encourage you? It's one thing to have faith in God in this season, but we also need patience with it. You know, patience is not just simply waiting. Patience is not waiting in line at the RMS or sitting around in a surgery or an office waiting for something. No, the word waiting in the Greek literally means to be immovable, steadfast, and unshaken. That's what the word patience means. And can I encourage you in this season, don't give up. Don't quit on God, but keep your faith in Him. Keep going to the Word of God daily, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And that's what faith is. Faith is putting your trust in God and acting and stepping out on it. You know what I find? I think about that Hebrew word for faith, which is emuna, E-M-U-N-A-H. It literally means to act on the firmness of God's will. To act. It's a step of faith. It's an action. You see, faith is not just knowledge. Faith is stepping out and being prompted to trust God. And in this season, I pray that we still pray prayers that are bold in faith, believing for God to do the miraculous, believing for God to do the supernatural, that He can turn around whatever challenge you're facing. Let's pray prayers that live up to God's character, that live up to God's name, that live up to God's reputation and God's word and promise for your life, because faith and patience inherit the promises of God. So keep standing on the word, keep confessing the word. The word confession, it literally means in the Greek, homologia, to be in agreement with. How can you today bring your confession into the alignment of God's word and keep speaking it over your life and believe in faith and patience for His promises to be fulfilled in Jesus' name? Love you guys. Be blessed.
Hi, Church. Graham Kirkwood here. I hope you're finding you really well today. You know, we're living in what the world is being called right now as unprecedented times. COVID-19's upon us and we are in lockdown and we're in restricted movement and all sorts of interesting things. But I just wanted to challenge that word, unprecedented. You see, nothing catches God by surprise. Let me say that again. Nothing catches God by surprise. Did you know that between around about 70 AD and 300 AD, after Jesus had died, that the church came under persecution from various leaders, from various Roman leaders? The church became persecuted and was not able to meet any longer as it did. No longer was it able. It had got dispersed throughout the world as a result. So while the enemy through the Roman Empire at that time, while they thought this was actually going to destroy the church, the area of persecution where they couldn't meet together any longer in large groups, they had to meet in small groups in it for about 250 years. Over that time, the church grew and flourished till finally in the mid-300s, one of the Roman emperors officially made Christianity one of the national religions of Rome. How exciting is that? That nothing catches God by surprise, and he's been through this once before. I'm excited to see what's happening right now with the churches. I'm seeing them grow. I'm seeing them go beyond the walls of the church. You can invite neighbors without having to invite them to church, but you can invite them over Sunday morning, or you can give them a link that they can follow through. And we are hearing regular reports now across Malaysia, across Singapore, across Japan, across Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand, America, and in England, South Africa, where people who would never step inside a church are now coming to Christ because their neighbors gave them the link and they reached out to God in a moment of need with COVID-19. How amazing is that? So church, stay strong. I want to encourage you to continue with your giving, because out of your faithful heart and out of your belief in tithing and in your belief in having a generous spirit, you'll see God's ongoing protection. That's what Malachi promises. That's what other passages of scripture says. He will rebuke the devourer and he will open the windows of heaven. And so at this time, I want you to stay strong financially. I want you to continue to push into the kingdom with your giving and reach outside your own world to those around you and give them the links to your church, because you will discover very, very soon that God is on the move and he's working through all, in all, and over all at this time. Have a wonderful day and we look forward to seeing you soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.